Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omed Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be concluding Simin Shin Yud Aleph today. We begin with Siv Ches, three lines down. The Mechaber writes, Tiltul Benatzad L'Tzorach Dovra Mutter is Mutter. This is a concept we've discussed already many times, that you're allowed to indirectly move a Muktza item if you're doing it for the purposes of a Heter item. So therefore, this is permissible. As we pointed out, to move a muktzah item solely for itself, that already is a problem. So the Mechaber is reminding us, tiltul min hatzad, doing indirect movement of a davar muktzah is permissible if you're doing the movement for a davar heter. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us, hilkach, tsunon, an example of this, would be a radish, shetoman ba'aretz, that you placed into the ground on Erev Shabbos, u'miktzas olov megulim, and some of the leaves of this radish are above the ground. So most of the radish is in the ground, buried, you put it there on Erev Shabbos to preserve it, and now you want to take it out on Shabbos, and you're going to pull it out by its leaves that are above the ground. V'lo hishrish, there's certain caveats in order for this to be permissible. Number one, it can't have taken root into the ground. V'gam lo niskavin lizriya, and your purpose in putting it in the ground was that it shouldn't take root, it was just to protect it there and keep it fresh. So then, note lo, one would be permitted to go and pull it up by its leaves that are sticking up above the ground, even though, af al pi, shebet nitiloso, when you are going to pull it up by its leaves, mazes ofar mimakoma, you're going to move all the dirt around it. The dirt is muktza. So this is called tiltul min hatzad, you're indirectly moving the dirt over here, and it is permissible because it's for the davar heter, for the radish. The alpha pisha hosif mechamas lachus hakarka mutter. And this is still permissible, even though the radish, when it was in the ground, actually grew a little bit more because of the moisture of the ground. So it did benefit from being in the ground. Nevertheless, this is called tiltul min hatzad letzorach davar mutter. You're moving the dirt indirectly for the purposes of the radish, and therefore it is mutter. Now, let's look at some of the caveats that we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chafei. He writes, "Di lo hayu ha'olim megulin klal, if the leaves were not at all revealed above the surface, in other words, if they were also totally buried below the surface, then hari bal karcho mazes offer be a dime. Then you'd have to move the dirt directly with your hands, and va'osu, that would be forbidden." And he says, "Afilu mirtza litchov machat o kosh." Derech ha'ofor, b'tznon, v'litlo. And even if you wanted to stick through the dirt, let's say none of the leaves of the tznon were above the ground, and you wanted to go stick some sort of a needle or a spindle through the dirt and spear, so to say, the radish, and in that way move it, as will be discussed in Siftes, Kumoba Siftes, later in today's shir, gamkin osir, nevertheless, it still would be forbidden. The nirek osagumma, because the Magid Mishnah brings down, it looks like over here you're making a hole in the ground, which is, of course, forbidden. The Esh Mekilin, however, there are those that permit this, Aide Trivas Machat Vakosh, to stick a needle or some sort of a spit or a spindle in the radish that's totally buried in the ground and bring it up in that way. Again, we're talking here about that it's not attached to the ground. It was already removed from the ground before Shabbos and was only put back in the ground Erev Shabbos to preserve it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavav, he writes, V'lo hishrish, we have to make sure that it hasn't taken root over here. Because the hishrish, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if it did take root, afilum hoyogam guf hatznon megulin milamala, even if the entire radish was above the ground, but some of the roots now had taken root again, gam kin osu lazizum imkoma mishum tolish, then you're not allowed to move it, not because of the din of muktza, because you're uprooting something that's in the ground. Dear Shifu number 26 brings down, in Sidman Shin Lamed Vav, that we bring down there, Legabi Yasovim Shetochim Ba'ofer, granted that you placed into the dirt, the lower Shishu, and they didn't take root, it says the definition of not taking root is up till 3 days. You can assume that it's Hatmana, it's just hidden in the ground, and it definitely hasn't taken root. Mr. Bursiv Khan Chavzaini writes, the Machaber taught us the din that it had to be in a situation where you had no kavana to Zriya. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, the imhoya niskavin lezriya, if you had intention to plant it, afshalo hishrish, even though it hasn't planted, also, then it still would be not allowed to take it out. Why? Because you did want it to take root. Utmunim bekarka kiderech hazriya, and since you placed it into the ground in the normal way that planting is done, so therefore it halachically is forbidden to remove it in this situation. The Dir Shufut number 27 explains the reasoning behind this is also based on Simin Shin Lamed Vav. Shekivin Shem Tmunim, since it is hidden in the ground, it's buried in the ground, and this was done for the purpose of Zriya, for planting it, Gazru Chachamim Shlo Yitzi, and the rabbis made a gzera via that you can't take it out, because you then may come to take out something after it has taken root, so they didn't let you take it out even before it's taken root. Then the Mishmur continues and says, look in the Magen Avraham, I in the Magen Avraham, Shehik Shals there, he questioned this. Mehod the Kaimalam the Gemara, based upon what we learned in the Gemara, which is also brought down, Le'el and Simon Shin Yud, Sif Bez, which we already learned. And he writes, the Chitin Shezroin Bekarka, if you planted wheat in the ground, Vadayin Lohishrishu, and they haven't yet taken root, you were allowed to take them out on Shabbos and eat them because they haven't yet taken root. So that seems to contradict what we're saying over here. However, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that the Mechaber is right. This is not a stira. The king nimtza b'kamam rishonim, and this is also the opinion of various rishonim, like the Mechaber, Harukev, Ramban, Bechidushov, Vamiri, all these great rishonim. And the reasoning is, Vahi Deleel Teretz Amiri, the Miri explains that when we're talking before that you can take the seeds out in the case of planting the wheat, the Miri Gishalohi Wazroi Madayin Mechusim Bofer, that was talking about they hadn't even been covered up with dirt, so they were just placed into the ground. That's not called even a little bit like Zriya. As opposed to over here, this is buried in the ground, so it's considered like Zriya if your purposes was for Zriya. Sivkon Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afo Pisha ben Tosel v'chule, even when the Mechaber said that when you take it out, you're going to move the dirt, it's not a problem. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Mechaber is teaching us over here, the Mikol Mokom Rak Tiltu Menatzadu, because it's an indirect movement of the dirt. And the Kavanasohu Bishul Lekichas Hatznon, and your purpose in doing this was for the benefit of the Tznon, you want the radish, Duhu Dover Hamutu, which is of course a permissible thing. Now, Kotzva Achronim, Mishmur says, the Achronim say that the reason why you're allowed to take this radish out of the ground in this situation, we're talking here about it's in the field. Because the Ibebabayis, if this was in your house, then it would be oster. Then it would be prohibited, even under all these circumstances. And the reasoning is, Shema Yavo Lahashvos Achakacha Gumos Shebekarka Abayis. Because here there's an additional concern. Once you remove the radish, you're going to have a hole in your ground, and you're going to want to smooth it out so people don't trip on it, so that you don't have an ugly-looking living room. They're dirt floors. So if you have a hole in the floor, you're going to end up smoothing it out. That the hole that's made, Shinaat Sayyidei Zeh, you're going to want to get rid of. And therefore, there's a concern of Ashve Gumos, that you're going to close out or spread out the dirt over your hole and end up eradicating the hole, which is also. However, the Mishmur continues, Va'ach imheim temunim b'chol v'ofer shemunocha mikaren zavis. But if it's placed inside either sand or dirt that was not muktzah, you put it designated in the corner, v'ichnis and lasus v'tzrochav, and you put it there specifically to use on Shabbos. So then mutalotzion, then there is no concern because there's no tiltu muktzah. Va'afilu lo haya magula klal milamala. And in this situation, somewhat paradoxically, even if it was totally buried in this dirt, since this dirt's not muktzah, you can move it directly with your hands and take out the radish that you placed there. Ukomotion is bar le'el, as we've already learned, and Dishu foot number 29 reminds us that over there the Ramah said, if you brought in sand or dirt into your house for the purposes of using that dirt on Shabbos, you essentially did this by being meyached a keren zavis, and you put it in a corner and you put your peros in it, so then you're allowed to move the peros from there because you can move the dirt directly, it's not muktzah. Mishmur continues, and he writes, this is exactly what we just said in the Dirsha footnote in 29, Valzer Ramas Bagor Besif Test. This is what the Ramah over there said. Ukiainzer, likewise, you have a similar thing, Isa B'Gemara, Gamken Gabi Amudim Shal Oreg. We have a similar idea in the Gemara with the posts of a weaver, Shiutukum B'Karka Bais, they were planted into the ground. They're stuck into the ground. Sha'asa L'Taltalon, you're not allowed to move them, mi Makoma, from their place, Shema Yavo L'Hashul Saguma Sachaka, because they're not planted, it's not a real issur of tolesh. However, if you remove them, the rabbis are concerned that you may come to smooth out the holes that were made, fill in the holes, and that would be usur, so therefore they didn't allow you to remove them on Shabbos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, I go. Vafilu hinicho shom mibod yom lio shom kol Shabbos. Even when you place the radish there on Erev Shabbos, you expected it to be there all Shabbos long. You had no intention to get out of the ground on Shabbos. Nevertheless, it still would be permissible to take out the radish. And this is based upon the principle that ein ba'ochle mishum basis l'davar osur. He brings that from the Kobo, that there is no concept of food becoming a basis l'davar osur. Food is always heter. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot and Chavtes. Rosh Shlomar is telling us over here, Da'af de'ba'alma, in general, iminiach devar muktza, if you place the muktza item, al ezek kli, al das sheyishor shom kol Shabbos, if you put your keys, your muktza car keys, in a plate, and you're expecting not to use it till Motzei Shabbos, so that plate becomes, l'kulei alma, according to everybody, that kli, that plate, nasa kli gufo, gamkin muktza, mitam bosus udavar aser. Chanal b'simin shintes of dalas. We've already learned in Simin Shintes that that plate becomes aser because of the keys that were placed there with the intention of them being there all Shabbos long. Nevertheless, over here it's different. In the case of the radish in the ground, even though you're expecting the radish to be in the ground all Shabbos, the radish never becomes a base for the dirt on top of it. As the Ramah said, there is no concept of foods becoming a basis or davar aser. The Mishnah says, the Ramah is telling us over here, with foods, lo shayach basis. There is no concept of basis lo davar aser. Because his rationale never was that the radish is going to be a base for the dirt. Opposite, the exact opposite. You want the dirt to protect the food. And therefore, likewise, if you have over here fruits that you place inside straw, the lakame, as we're going to learn in a moment. Even if you didn't intend to take him out on Shabbos, you thought this was for Sunday, so you put it there every Shabbos, it'd be nice and fresh for Sunday, and then you change your mind. The fruits do not become a basis or dover, also the tevin in that situation, shall gabon, the tevin that's on top of that, as the reasoning that we just explained, food doesn't become a basis or dover, hamukzah. Mechaba continues and he writes, v'tiltu begufu afilu tzorch dover asu mutter, and touching something with your body, even if it's for the davar ha'asur, moving a muktzah item indirectly with your body, that is permissible. The reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Sifkat Lamed, Pirush, she'eino nogeh b'yado, you're not touching it with your hand, kim begufo, with your body, or b'shariv or with a different part of your body, lav dafka, the guf of your body. Mekilinon bo yoser mishar tiltu min atzad. This is more makel than normal doing tiltu min atzad with your hand. Yalkein mutter afilu l'tzorch davar aser. In this situation, you can even move something that's muktza for the purposes of that muktza item if you're doing it not with your hands, you're doing it indirectly with your body. Issue foot number 31 brings down ulataltu muktza begav yado, the back of your hand, or with your armpits, for example. So we learned in Simon Reish Ayin Vav that that is permissible as well. Likewise, if a person normally would do something with one hand and now he does it with two hands, or if normally one person would do it and now he does it with two people, this is also called tiltul min hatzad. The issue, footnote number 32, brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the reasoning behind why we make more with the body than we are with the hands with an indirect movement, shekivin shetama isu letaltel muktza umishum isur atzar. The whole concern of muktza is you may come to carry it outside. And with your hands, if it's an indirect doing it for the purpose of the muktza, it could lead to carrying it outside. But if you're doing it with your body, with your foot, with some other part that you normally don't carry with, it's not a concern. The rest of this footnote discusses, therefore, if you're doing something that's normally worn on the foot, what would be the halacha ayin shom? The issue number 33 brings down to do tiltul of a muktza with your body, and you have no benefit whatsoever for this. Shein lo tzorach betiltul zeh. So then, that's something that we discussed already in Simin Shin Ches, and we wrote over there that the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah would be that it would be also in that situation, and the chein hiskimu aposkin. That seems to be the pesach halach. Back to the mechaber. Based upon what we just said, the tiltul muktza minatzad with your body is mutter hilkach. Therefore, kash shal hamita. If you have straw on a bed. The normal purposes that they had in those days for straw was for using it for firewood. We'll discuss in the Mishnah Berurah that that's not true nowadays. So in this situation, you'd be allowed to move the straw with your body. But if you had even placed upon the straw pillows or blankets, so then you clearly demonstrated that you wanted the straw for bedding over here, so then you'd even be allowed to move the straw directly with your hands. Because you've essentially made it non-muktza by designating it or using it in this fashion. And the Ramah adds, v'cheinim choshav lishkavalov, and it would be enough even if you thought about it, lav davka, you even did an action. And this is based upon the Ran in the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph explains further, that was talking about in those days when straw was used for firewood. Hainu b'mekomosh masikim b'kash. Avol b'mekomosenu. Nowadays, already in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, people didn't use straw for firewood. Stoma ome, the stam usage of straw, was l'maychol behema, to be feeding your animals, o l'shchiva, or to sleep upon it as a mattress. And then in that situation, it's not muktza, and you can do it directly. You can move it directly with your hand. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber is talking, the Mishnah Berurah says, about a situation where the kash was not being used for bedding. It wasn't being used l'shem shchiva. Because if it was being used for bedding, even in times of the Mechaber, then it doesn't have the status of being muktza, and it would be perfectly permissible. Sivkot Lami Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to move it with your body in that situation. Because you're new using this straw now to be like an even mattress for you. So you can even it out and make it nice and soft for you to sleep upon. But since it wasn't designated for this beforehand, it was designated stam for firewood, you have to do this in an indirect fashion. But Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lami Gimel quotes the Mechaber and says, if you did intend it for betting, then hainu afilum lo choshev behed your lishkav alav, even if you didn't think about sleeping on it, but you set it up in that way, chashvina na yidei maisa zu kilu choshev, your actions are speaking louder than your thoughts, so to say, and the action demonstrates that it's not muksa. And if you just thought about it, v'choshev behedja, mahani, that also helps. Afilu below karvakesis, even if you don't have a pillow and a sheets on it. Ukamosha kosev ramah, as the ramah explained, v'chein imchoshev lishkav alav, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Dalid, Pirush, the ramah is telling us, afilu inicho lakash alamita, just by placing it stama, you had no intention in your action of demonstrating that it was a cushion, that's where you just placed it. But now, when you're thinking about it to use it as bedding, so in this situation, v'achar kachishev alav, the ramah says it's perfectly not muk, and is perfectly able to move with your hands. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Peros hatmunim beteven o vekash hamuktzim. If you place fruit inside straw or stubble, that is muktzah. Then, yochol litcho behem machat. We allow you, this is what we discussed earlier in the shiur today, you can take a machat, a needle, or a kush, or a spindle, a spit of some sort, the notlam, and go and remove the fruits that you hid inside the straw or the stubble over here. Because hakash ninor me'ela, because you're just moving the fruit, and the straw is moving indirectly, and therefore there's no problem. The Ramah adds, hagah, v'im t'munim b'chol u'b'offer, if they are placed in sand or dirt, and we'll learn in the Mishnah Berurah that we're talking about that this is muchan sand or dirt, so then it's absolutely permissible to even move them with your hand. Ein le'el simin shin ches, if lamed ches, where this has been discussed, and the Mishnah Berurah will remind us of this then in a moment. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hey. This tevin, the straw, or the kash, the stubble. Tevin, he tells us, hu akon nehaniktzer meshibolus. The straw is that which is cut, it's reaped over here with the stalk of wheat, and it comes with you. The kash is what's left behind. Hu mashinisho besode achetzir. That's the stubble that's left behind after you reap the wheat. Sivkot Lamed Vav. We're talking here about that they're muktzah straw or stubble. Lafuke, as opposed to him, his milam aichel behem olishchiva. If it's not being used for stam firewood, but you designated it for fodder for your animals or for bedding. Uvukamoseinu, as we pointed out previously, nowadays stam tevin miyuchad lamaichel behem. The usual usage of tevin is for feeding your animals, and therefore it's not muktzah. Vayel sel the el besimin shinches b'mishnah brurah sivkot kufir ches mashu kosav nul inyan chavilo shel tevin. And over there, Dirsha foot number 35 reminds us, we said, Shem Makomush Stam Chavilos Tevin Omdos Libinyan Lechasos Bem Gagos Harei Muktza. If the Stam usage of Tevin is for building material, then it is Muktza. If it's for firewood Stam, then it's Muktza. If it's for building Stam, it's Muktza. But if it's for animal fodder Stam, or for the purposes of bedding, so then it's not Muktza. Sivkot Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber told us that you're allowed to stick some sort of a needle into the fruits that are hidden underneath the tevin. The Havitultu Menatzad, the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is indirect moving of the tevin, Letzorach Davar Mutter, for the purposes of the fruit, that's permissible. Vishari, and this is allowed, as we've already learned early in today's shir, in Sivches. This is talking about when, again, it's placed in straw that is muktzah, that was stam being used for firewood. But if you took some of the straw in Erev Shabbos for the purpose of placing fruits inside of it, then you've essentially shown that it's not muktzah, because you're using it for the purposes of storing your fruits in there, of hiding your fruits in there, insulating your fruits in there. Then you can even move the tevin directly. Finally, Sivkot Lamed Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking here about dirt that was prepared before Shabbos for the purposes of using it for whatever way you need it on Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. This dirt that we're talking about is designated not to be muktzah, it's designated for use. The ein aleim shei muktzah, and therefore you can even move it directly. Is asur that which we've been talking about, that you can't move indirectly with your hands something that is muktzah for the purposes of something that is muktzah. Mishnah was telling us here a terrible thing. There are some people that think that you can do business on Shabbos. Oh, I'm not going to touch the money. You know what? He's going to put the money in a kli, and I'll just be metalto the kli, and I'm metalto the money inside of it as a tiltul minatzad. Or he'll put the money on a cloth, and I'll be metalto the cloth, tiltul minatzad. Or I'll just scrape the coins into a container with my knife. So it's tiltul minatzad. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us this is horrible. Besides the evils, the terrible thing that you're doing over here, of doing business on Shabbos, which is not allowed, midirabanan, how blind these people are. Because even if you want to argue that this was tiltul menatzad, these people didn't know the halacha. You're doing the tiltul menatzad over here for the purposes of the muktzah. So you want the money. The ancient suffix, and there's absolutely no doubt over here, shu isugam, this is absolutely forbidden. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks very strongly against people who do this in the mistaken notion that they're doing something that's permissible. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Yud Aleph and today's shir.